Welcome to the Real Estate Marketing Podcast. My name is Jerome Lewis. I'm your host for today. The Real Estate Marketing Podcast is a podcast where we talk marketing, tech, business, and leadership. We talk these things for real estate agents, real estate investors, and real estate entrepreneurs. The Real Estate Marketing Podcast is a podcast that has two purposes. Purpose number one, to educate and inform our audience and listeners. Purpose number two, Tony, to spotlight you, your business, your service, or your product in a way that provides value to you, including market exposure and content creation. With that, we have a very special guest, Tony Pitts. Tony is an accomplished real estate investor and licensed general contractor in Pennsylvania and New Jersey, and a licensed realtor in Pennsylvania and New Jersey. He authored an ebook on real estate investing, created a course on real estate investing, and maintains a successful YouTube channel. He actively collaborates with new real estate investors and manages projects for seasoned investors. Tony, I'm excited that you're here. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Jerome. Thank you for having me. You do amazing work.
All right. Thank you for being here. So I was reading your bio. I didn't get to read it all, but you got an ebook.
Yes, I have an ebook. Yep, absolutely.
Oh, man. What do we got to do to get it into an actual book? I'll put you on the spot right now. Yeah.
So wait a minute. Repeat that question.
What do we have to do so it's a printed book so we can touch and feel it?
So this particular book is a little short book. It really hits some major bullet points about real estate investing. However, I am working on a manuscript that's a little bit more detailed about real estate investing, and it's all based on the power of partnerships. So there will be a couple beautiful books like you having it behind you coming soon.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Tell me how can we get access to that first book? How long is it? Is it short? You said it's short. How long is it?
It's a digital ebook. It's about 10 quick chapters, and you can find it at www.vestedinc.org. Vested is our nonprofit organization that we use to educate people around business and entrepreneurship and economic development.
Okay, happy to hear that. Because I'm an advocate of books, and when we started, y'all, he said, I'm trying to catch up to you. He already got a lot of good stuff going on. He's talking about catching up to me. Speaking of, I want to get to your bio, but before we even go into the real estate stuff, you got like some stuff in your background. I would love for you to take us on. Like, you gave me like a little mini tour. You talked about some of the businesses that you've been in, some of the stuff you've explored. Could you do that for us here?
Sure. So over, I guess you can see this area, this Heritage Wireless is a Black-owned wireless company. We do cell phones and tablets. It's a Black-owned out of Florida, and I do some business development with the company, and I help get it launched. Over here is Paulie's Bar and Grill, which is a bar that we own in Paulsboro, New Jersey. Let's see. If you see the three records, early on in my life, I was in a record business. So back when there was actual records and DJs. So that's some of the platinum that we have over here. Right here, my wife and I was in the Philadelphia Inquirer for, we had a mobile coffee business, which was really like a Starbucks on a bike. If you zoom in here, you can kind of see the bikes a little bit, but we were at Love Park, City Hall, 17th and Chestnut, for those who are familiar with the Philadelphia area. I also had a sneaker store on South Street, custom. So you'll see some of the pictures of the stores and of the store and the sneakers. We did work with a lot of celebrities. We were in a lot of magazines, Teen People, Source Magazine, et cetera, et cetera. So I've done a lot. I've been a serial entrepreneur my entire life, and still doing it, still here.
Thank you for sharing that. So that gives me an excellent transition from what you were doing into real estate. Tell us the story. Like, how did you get into real estate from these other industries?
So my life, so as anybody knows with any kind of business, there's always ups and downs. And I started off in the music business and promoting concerts and things like that. And through life, I dabbled into other different industries, ups and downs. But I watched a lot of my peers go on. to kind of, you know, some of them huge careers in television and music and all different facets and industries. And, you know, I just couldn't sustain. It was always up and then flat right back down again. So I thought to myself, and I always kind of knew I was going to get into real estate, but I just came to a wall and I said, you know what? This is something I can do. I can do real estate. I know people in the space. And I got into it thinking, you know, something I can do all by myself. I don't have to depend on people. I can run my own shop. It'll be as successful as hard as I work. Because in the past, you know, I felt beholden to the people that I was working with. And I felt like sometimes I was the only one that was willing to sacrifice. I'm the only one who's willing to work hard and lay it out on the line. And I felt alone. So I felt like I need something that I could, where I can, I'm relying on me and my ability, and I can excel that way. Well, that's what I thought anyway at the time. And that's why I jumped into real estate. So what
makes a lot of sense. I think a lot of us do that same thing. And then we get the same reality check like you. And it's like, you actually do need to rely and depend and work with other people. So can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So what I did was, so I jumped out there. And it was a disaster, right? So it was a lot that I didn't know. So this is what happened. First, I got my first investment property on auction.com. So I bought it online, and it was misadvertised because we thought we were getting a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. But when we got into the building and it was all cleared out and we were able to really see, it was only a 2-bedroom, which, if you see your face, that's how I felt 1,000 times worse than that. I'm like, a 2-bedroom? Like, are you kidding me? So now I'm in there and I got to make it work, right? So I'm an out-of-the-box thinker, creative enough to, I was able to turn the garage into a bedroom. So now I have 3 again. Then I hired, of course, you know, you work in your comfort zone. So I hired one of my good friends to be the contractor on the job, and he took money, disappeared. So now I'm short in my project. Then on top of that, trying to be on my own, I wasn't clear on the fact that when you use hard money or private money, you need to have the first amount of money to start your project, and then they reimburse you. So I didn't have enough for that. So it was just a disaster. It was just a total disaster. And so there I was. At the same time that I was going through that, my wife had just lost a 6-figure job, her dream job. So she's depressed. She's in a terrible space, and I have to come home with not enough money to keep the project going, et cetera, et cetera. So I ended up getting on a call. You know how we do. We try to call a friend or a resource. And what he told me really just transformed everything. And what he taught me was really about the power of partnerships. And with that, I used his advice, and I was able to get the project done, get it done quickly, get it done under budget, and get it sold for a profit before we lost our shirt. So since then, I kind of just followed his model at least on partnering and not trying to carry that whole load by yourself, especially when you're new in the industry. And since then, it's been great. You know, my wife never has to work another job a day in her life. We went from being evicted out of our homes and hiding our cars from the repo man to, you know, we drive the cars of our dreams. We live in a 4,500 square foot home with 2.5 acres out front. So, and this is just in a short span of maybe 5 or 6 years. So that's how I got in. That's how I almost got kicked out. And this is how I stayed in and what we were able to accomplish for ourselves, as well as other people that that we help and mentor today.
Thank you. You said you help like new investors get started, but I keep hearing partnerships and I'm hearing power and I'm putting some putting things together.
Yeah.
And this is like a P and an O and the P. Am I right?
Yeah.
And
assuming you got that P-O-P, it. Yep. Pop life, power of partnerships for real estate investors. You got it.
Okay. And so go deep and tell us about that. Cause we've been talking about it. You reached out to me. You were telling me about the new movement. I was like, why don't we just talk about it on the podcast? And what's the partner's name that mentioned the, could you, it would be nice to hear his name. Give him a shout out.
Who? The partner that helped me?
Yeah, the one that helped you. Yeah, I would like to, yeah.
He really would rather be anonymous. He's a pretty big guy. But yeah.
All right.
Yeah. He really rather be, and I know he really rather be anonymous, but he really emphasized on not leaning so much on myself and trying to know everything and try to do everything and take every course and really taught me how to find what other people need and fulfill that need for them in a way that it also helps me. So now we have this win-win situation that we're both happy because we're working towards the same exact common goal. And that just transformed not just business, but just life in a way that I just deal with friends and family and colleagues on a regular basis.
Okay. And that led you to starting the Pop Life brand?
Yes. This is what happened. So, you know, we go to a lot of networking events and we meet new investors and old investors. And what I found was that a lot of these new investors would spend thousands and thousands of dollars on books and courses. And you know, they go to every networking event and seminar and industry event. But they never take the leap from all this knowledge and information over to actually doing a deal. And the ones that do take that leap end up the same way that I did, totally discouraged. So they either quit and never come back, you know, or those other folks never even try at all. So I would meet people at these events and I would say, hey, you know, we could do something together. And the more and more I began to find out that people were so open to that level of help. Even if I was only one or two deals ahead of them, they were still at zero. And I ended up stumbling over this huge need, this huge niche that not many organizations were filling. They were just selling information, but there was still this gap of support that really wasn't being met. And that's where Pop Life comes in at.
Okay. And I know we were working on presumptions about Pop Life is what? What is that?
So with Pop Life, what we do as an organization is, so we'll partner with that new investor in these ways. Some new investors are to the point where they haven't even set up their LLC yet or anything like that. So we teach the whole business concept of real estate investing. We set them up. We make sure they're set up with their LLC, the EIN, their banking, you get them structured correctly. Then the next step is we help get them funding. So we help them get funding through creative financing. We use companies like MB Capital. So I know you're familiar with those guys over at MB Capital. And so we help them get funding. And once they get to the funding stage, then we go out and find the deals for them. We work with wholesalers and we're at the properties, boots on the ground for our partners, finding the properties, running the numbers. So we're doing the work while we're teaching that new investor. So we're almost like the three-legged race and we're running through the project. Now we get to the construction phase. You know, we're experienced with construction. So we run them through the demo, the roughing, all the way through. And when we get to the end, to the exit, we're licensed realtors. So we list the property for them, or we help them refinance it and lease it. And we are 50-50 partners with them the whole entire way. So they don't have to worry about failing or can't sleep at night. They can keep their regular job if they're doctors, their lawyer, whatever it is that they do. They know that they have us as their 50-50 partner, boots on the ground all the way through. We don't charge them anything up front. We just partner. Their part is going to be pretty much partnering with us to get the funding while we manage and run everything. And we split 50-50 at the end. So it's a win-win, because they don't have to worry about a contractor taking their money and leaving, because I don't get paid until the end. They don't have to worry about me fudging the numbers, because I don't get paid until the end. They don't have to worry about us getting them into a bad deal, because if they don't get paid, we don't get paid. So it's a true win-win. And we work with new, and I also have a list of seasoned investors who got huge portfolios, who they just want their time back. So it's like, not a problem. We'll run your shop, everything, keep you in the loop. So it's been working for that new one who really just doesn't know what to do, how to make the leap from being educated to doing something, or that seasoned investor who's really just want to go on cruise control, sail on their boats, go golf, and spend time with the family. So it's been working in both demographics.
Yeah, I'm blown. My mind is blown, because that is truly like an amazing offer. You said nothing to get started. You're going to help run the entire thing. And while you were talking, like right before this, I have like this active real estate role playing call. And I was talking with this guy. His name's Michael. I was talking to Michael, and we were talking about the personality types, right? You got this analytical personality type that I come across so often in our space. They never do anything with the information. They know everything. They know more than me. They know more than some of the people. Like, I'm like, well, you know everything. You should be like crushing it.
Right.
But they're not crushing it. And that's the thing that's always separated me. I'm like, I might not know enough. I might not be smart, but I'm going to go do the thing. And one of the things, like when I wrote my book, we were talking about books. I was very intentional about that book. And I put the word implementation because I found that people struggle with actually doing the stuff. Like, you got to go actually do I've yet to come across anybody that doesn't know all of this stuff in real estate. Yep. In my experience, they know everything. They're just not doing it.
They're just not doing it. And there's various reasons to why not. Most of it is, the honest truth is that they're terrified. They're scared. Mm-hmm. No one wants to lose money or fail and be embarrassed. Because someone told them you can't do it anyway. No one wants to take the emotional risk, the financial risk, the time commitment that it takes. They don't want to feel. And on top of that, even though they have all this knowledge, they have zero experience, zero skills. And if they're not a certain type, that's why they're all sitting on this cliff waiting to get to the other side. So they'll just stick to what's familiar. I'll just go to work. I'll just play the lottery. I'll save my money. I got my 401k. And they keep dreaming. You know, they'll window shop. And they really want to do it in their hearts. But they really just need that extra level of support. And partnerships help you do that every single time.
Thank you. I think you already shared this, but I'm going to ask you this question anyway, because it might help to emphasize it. And if you come up with a new answer, that helps too. So, what's the most important lesson you've learned in your career as an entrepreneur?
I've learned basically you can't do it all alone. And there's one of my favorite quotes is Arnold Schwarzenegger said in a speech. He said, don't ever call me a self-made man. That gives the wrong impression that we can do it alone. None of us can. The whole concept of the self-made man or woman is a myth. And it really is true. And, you know, there's a lot of videos, and I'm not knocking people who are teaching, because I teach as well. But it gives you this sense of do it yourself, you know, do this yourself, do that yourself. But in actuality, the people who are the most successful do the opposite. They do nothing themselves. Everything is about a strategic partnership, a strategic relationship, some sort of win-win scenario, which is, think of it like this. It's like multiplying yourself. So you may have 1 year experience, but if you partner with three or four people, you can end up with 40 years experience in your organization. You might have a certain set of skills, but you can't have them all. So you need to fill those gaps with people or organizations who have the skills that you're weak in. And what happens is you're going to end up filling the spaces that they're weak in. Now you have this whole complete puzzle, and you're able to kind of move forward. So it's just really getting people out of this world of separation. It's about unity. It's about oneness. It's about community. It's about collaboration. We'll get way more done as a team, as a group, than you'll ever get done as an individual.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. When I was reading your bio, I wanted to ask this earlier, but you became a licensed contractor. Did you intend to do that, or did something happen in the middle where you're like, you know what? Let me go get this right, because something didn't.
Yeah. So when I got started on my first deal, my first contractor was a friend and he failed us. The second one was a friend, they failed us. And the third one was a friend and they failed us. I'm talking about from either terrible work, from not showing up, to saying they're pulling permits, to not, to taking money. So, and whenever I asked about what it took, you know, they always made it seem like being a general contractor was, you know, I thought I had to be a carpenter, or I needed to know masonry, or I needed to be an electrician. So I did some research and I found out it's a 30-hour test and I don't need to know anything whatsoever. So off I went. And so what it did for me was now I have a better understanding of the project. I'm not skillful in any way whatsoever. I don't even think I hung up these pictures behind me. So that's not who I am. But yet, you know, I got hundreds of thousands of dollars in construction work, right? And I don't do anything. Look at my hands, nothing. So I ended up, once I realized that I needed to have control, and which that's why I went and got my license. So now I can pull permits and I can have a better understanding to be able to control. And now I know how to go out and build a construction team. So that's why I went and got my license. It was out of total frustration. And everyone who's in real estate has gone through horrible, horrible contractors. Even the regular housewife or the husband, I'm sure they've hired plumbers and kitchen makers and they've just been like, this is horrible. So that's why I decided to get my license.
Yeah. And you hinted on it earlier when you talked about, like, now when someone joins you and they partner with you, they don't have to worry about being got as a contractor. So can you talk about, that a little bit and how it ties into your Pop Life partnership?
So when when you have us as a partner, we are your construction team. We are your general contractor. So we already have electricians and plumbers and finished workers and roofers who have already been working with us for several years. And so you're locked in. And everyone's success is based on the project working out well. So we're built in the same way that we're built in as your realtors. You don't have to worry about looking and searching and finding. We're already licensed realtors. It's like a one-stop shop. So when you're ready to sell it, we're already in place. Whatever you need is already in place. It's plug and play. You plug in, and with us, you can be as involved as you want or as absent as you want. It doesn't matter. Or somewhere in between. You can learn as much as you want or say, you know what? I don't want to know nothing, Tony. Your organization runs it. Keep me posted. And I have people from every end of the spectrum.
Please share with us your favorite story, your favorite case study when it comes to the partnerships that you're doing.
Favorite story. That's a good one. I should have clicked that button on our question list. Favorite story? It's so many stories. Here's a good one. And this was another, it's another way that we really learned the power of partnerships, right? So here we are, we're in another project. And again, like I said, in the beginning, I didn't know anything about construction. So one of the phases of the job was putting up the drywall. So here we are with the drywall phase. And I'm checking on my projects and I'm checking on the work. So I go in and I see the walls going up. I'm like, okay. But then a day went by, nothing was getting done. It didn't look like it. Another day went by, So now I'm like, I'm having the anxiety that I had early on with contractors leaving. Like, did they leave? Did they not come back? And so I had a different set. I had a different crew outside doing some land and some hardscaping. So what I did was I went out and I asked one of the guys, come take a look, you know, at the work. What do you think? And I did this on purpose. So he walked by and he took his hands and he rubbed across the wall and he was, you know, all through the house. And he said, oh, this is great. So I said, I wonder why it's taking so long. Has the guys been here? And he explained to me that he said, yeah, he said, when you hang your sheetrock, you put the first coat on, but it takes a couple of days for it to dry. So they're not here until it dries. And then they sand it again and they'll wet it again. So the time that was missing, I'm panicking thinking these guys have disappeared again. So the point of the story is I learned through the other partners. I learned through somebody else. And what happens is, what I learned is that contractors are like divas, right? And they're always looking at each other's work. Oh, yeah. Why did he do it that way? So now when I go into a project, I don't hire necessarily people who know each other all the time. So what happens is I get to hear feedback from others. I work with other realtors and home inspectors. And so I get to hear what they think about what's going on. And I'm inadvertently learning. And those guys that are in there working, they know that these other guys are checking out their work as well. So they want to do the best job they possibly can because they know this guy can do the same thing. Let me show him. It's kind of a puppet master game, but it works. And it works through our partnerships. I've learned as I've gone through other people who are partnering with us, whether they even knew it or not.
Thanks. I like that. It kind of makes people show their best, put their best foot forward. Like, yes, do your best. Because I want this guy checking after me. And even if he does check after me, like, look at my work. Yes, I'm proud of this. So, absolutely. Yeah, that's excellent. Tell us again how we can. I'm like new, or maybe I'm not new. Maybe I'm experienced and I got some deals and I'm like, I'm tired. I don't want to do all this work. I'm going to take Tony up on that offer. How would I do that?
How to reach us, or
yes.
So you would go again to our website, which is right now everything is run through our nonprofit, which is Vested Inc. And Vested stands for Vocational Education Services and Training for Economic Development. So our website is www.vested.org. Okay, when you go there, you'll be able to see our page on Pop Life, how it works, and you can email us. You can reach us on our business line, which is 215-324-9191. And normally what we do to start, Jerome, is it's really not about us. It's really about our JV partner. So we probably spend most of our conversation really just hearing what it is that they want to do. What are their goals? Do they want to be passive? Do they want to be involved? What is their short-term strategy? Is it that they're retiring and they want to still have some income after? Or is it they want to use real estate so they can retire a little bit quicker than they wanted to? That they just want to do something totally different? So it's just we really try to figure out where they are and how we can help them. Because, again, we try to fill the gaps in the places that they're missing.
Thank you for sharing that. This has been helpful and insightful. You've been providing value to our audience. How can someone provide value to you? What's something that someone can do for you or your business? Whether it's like, I see when I was reading your bio, you got a YouTube channel, you got some social media stuff. They could like your channel, subscribe. There's all kinds of stuff. What's something someone can do to provide value to you?
Yes, that's a great, that's an excellent point, Jerome. People can go to our YouTube channel, which is Vested TV, YouTube Vested TV, and subscribe. We have a lot of good videos, instructional videos on not just real estate, but business and entrepreneurship in general, as well as, you know, if you know anybody who just really is interested in changing their life, really interested in using real estate to do that, just check us out. Like, give us a call, come out, check out our website, refer people. If you know somebody that's in real estate and it's a mess and they're stressed, they don't know how they're going to get out of this mess. We're the fixers. We can get it turned around and fixed for you. If you're a seasoned investor and you just like, I really just want some of my time and my life back. You know, whether it's property management or construction, finding deals, whatever that is. We're just like that conduit that can help you wherever you are in your real estate career.
Yeah, I really appreciate the fact that you actually help people do the work.
Yeah.
Because like you said, there's so much, like you can learn courses and coaching and there's so much. And what people, I find, like you said, there is a gap and people actually need help doing the thing because they know everything. These people are smart.
Yes.
Some smart people, but they need help doing the thing.
Yes.
And I appreciate the fact that your company is structured and set up around that. So.
Yep. And even with, we've gotten calls from a lot of lenders as well, because even with the guys that lend out money to investors, they end up lending out money and having to repossess properties and then sell them. So that wasted their time and money and everything like that, which they don't want to do. So when they refer their clients to us as JV partners, now they know their clients who they loan money to is working with an experienced team throughout the project. So it helps them sleep at night. Then you also a lot of these lenders, they may have, you know, a mailing list of thousands of investors who could turn, who it might be 30% of their email list or their client base who are doing nothing, right? Doing nothing. So we can come in and activate a whole piece of business that's just sitting dormant, because if they partner with us, now they become active. So from the hard money lenders, we help, to anybody that's even wholesalers, right? We work with a bunch of wholesalers. These wholesalers have lists of thousands of investors. And there's a chunk of those investors who get the emails, who are excited, but they won't hit the button to buy. So if you're a wholesaler, right, partner with us, we can turn all these dead, inactive leads into live leads into your business. And now, as the more people we can help, the more people they can loan, more people they can sell houses to. And the more houses in communities we can help develop, so we can get rid of this blight. And at the end of the day, even though I look at what we do as, yeah, we're in real estate and all that kind of stuff, but what we really promote is unity, oneness, collaboration. That's what it's really about. Real estate is a byproduct.
All right, Tony, this has been excellent. I got a couple more questions. So you picked the question on movies. I'm interested in hearing. Tell us three movies you recommend and why you picked those movies.
Okay. Well, my favorite movie of all time is The Shawshank Redemption. And, you know, here this guy, Andy Dufresne, you know, was able to hold on to hope against all odds. You know, I think Morgan Freeman, one of his quotes, he said, he crawled through a river of crap and came out clean on the other side. And I feel like, just like me, there's a lot of people out there who feel like they're crawling through a river of crap. And he came out clean on it. I mean, you've seen the movie. He's been through the most inhumane situations ever in a maximum security prison. And sometimes we all feel like we're trapped in some sort of prison. And he escaped, and he literally came out clean on the other side. And it was very inspiring to watch that movie. I never get tired of it. I love it. And I feel like it's a beacon of light of what we want to do with Pop Life. Those people who are feel like they're going through life and they're crawling through crap, we want to be there to help them get to the other side and come out clean. So that's just one of my favorite movies.
Two more?
Sure. I like
if you have them.
I do. Yeah.
Okay.
I love the movie Blow. Now this is a movie about the drug business. But don't get me wrong. What I loved about the movie was this. They operated as a family. Like, it was a really, really tight-knit family who came from, they were just friends. So they weren't like necessarily blood relatives. They were just friends who end up being family. And just the life that they kind of, even though it was kind of negative, the joy of them working together is what inspired me. I mean, they really operated like a family. So anything around unity and oneness, you know, always piques my interest because it's always success on the other end of that. And the last movie I'll mention is a movie called A River Runs Through It. Okay. And this is really about just life's journey and all the moving pieces and parts, all the people that we'll meet along the way, good, bad, or indifferent, family, friends, colleagues, even strangers. And just this oneness that flows through life. And at the end of the movie, there's a poem. And you can Google it. A River Runs Through It, and it's a poem at the end, where the main character is on a river and he's fishing. And he's talking about all the people his wife did pass. He outlived his kids and our loved ones. And it's just a lot of value and people. You know, I think that we, you know, sometimes we take people and life and family and friends and our circumstances for granted. And it isn't until they're gone that, you know, you have a moment to reflect. But it was a really, really beautiful poem at the end. And I recommend that movie. A River Runs Through It.
All right, Tony, this has been excellent. So you got a few things going on. Tell us how we can reach you online. You got some websites, you got YouTube stuff, you got different. Tell us how we can reach you.
So my Instagram is freeyourself_TonyPitts. My Facebook is Tony Pitts.
Okay.
And again, you can go get more information at vestedinc.org. And you can reach me anytime at the office, 215-324-9191.
Okay. Tony, I appreciate you so much. If you could close us out with one word, no explanation, what word would that be?
Freedom.
Freedom. All right, Tony, this has been excellent. Thank you so much for your time. I'm going to close this down, and I need you to sit here so we can get wrapped up. All right.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right.
So
thank
much.
You, Tony. That was excellent.
Thank you.